It is April 22nd, 2024, and it's 7:01 a.m. Last night, we ended up sleeping not early, but early enough. We had a big lunch. We had a late lunch yesterday when we got lunch with the wifey's parents. It was a late lunch, so the reason why it became a late lunch is because we were planning to be there at the restaurant around 12:30, but because of the combination of two accidents going to the restaurant, and by the time we got to the restaurant, it was about 1:30. Almost 1 o'clock, 1:30, and we didn't leave until like 3. And by the time we got them home, we passed by 3 accidents. So I was driving since 11:30 until at least 5:30, 6 o'clock, because we ended up stopping by to get some groceries before we went home. So theoretically, I drove about 3 to 4 hours nonstop yesterday, and I'm exhausted. I know some people do drive longer than that, but for a guy who works at home or barely have a commute, it's very, very long. And this year, I haven't done any long driving until yesterday. So it's kind of funny. It's kind of weird for saying that, but I haven't done any long driving since the beginning of this year. Typically, I start traveling for camping around this time, around May, April, May. But I haven't really booked anything, so I haven't really gone driving. So it was a little exhausting yesterday. And this morning, I typically wake up around 5:30 to feed Marco. But the wife took over last night. This morning's feeding and playing with Marco and taking him for a walk. So I got a chance to sleep in for about an hour until 6:30. So that was very, very nice. It was really nice. Like, to be honest with you, I just slept straight. I didn't even wake up at all. So I think I did wake up a couple of times, but it wasn't a full get out of bed phase. It was more like I hear everything, but I'm going back to bed. So that's exactly what happened. So it was just pretty exhausted last night. So yeah. This morning, not this morning, but for today's agenda, I have another meeting with the same user group like Friday. We need to discuss one critical item to finalize the system. But I ended up working late on Friday to finish off the redesign based on our conversation on Friday. So this morning I can just update the paperwork, and any changes after the meeting will be minor changes. So I'm pretty stoked about that. I got that done before end of day Friday. But it was just it was nice to just hang out for a bit. Next weekend will be a lot easier because it's a lot quieter and less busy. So I'm just going to take it easy and just relax a bit more. Yeah. And, that'll be my morning for today. And I'll get back to you if there's anything exciting happened between now and the end of the day. It is 9:53 a.m. And I mentioned before that I had to do an update on a design I was working on. So I finished it last Friday, so now I'm just updating the design. So theoretically, everything's done now. I just have to add a couple more things, but it's done. The meeting we have this afternoon is hopefully that there's no changes based on my conversation with them on Friday. If there's any changes, it'll be slight, small changes, but I got the feeling it's not going to be happening. They want flexibility, so I'm giving them flexibility. So that's what it is. So today's temperature is actually pretty interesting. It is supposed to be high 15. Currently, it's 5. It's sunny. Normally, in winter, sunny means cold. Cloudy means warm because the clouds keep the warmth in, right? right now, because we start getting the summer sun. The summer sun actually hits, because my condo faces east, right? And so when the sun hits me in the morning, my office gets really, really hot. So hot enough that it's very unbearable to work here until roughly around 9 o'clock. So typically I try to work in the kitchen or in the living room before around that time, so I can actually come back to my office and my desk and start working my desk. Yeah, it gets really hot in here. I remember during the pandemic, the wife and I, we were sitting beside each other, because our office was designed to be me or her, not both. So when we had both, that becomes very interesting, because we had a very strict rule that whoever gets a phone call first stays. Whoever gets the next phone call has to leave the room, right? So it was fine first couple of months, but it got to the point it gets really, really hot. It was like, especially during the summer, it got really hot here. So both her and I were just like in a point that this is ridiculous. So I ended up building a portable stand-up desk with IKEA furniture. So I did that so I can wheel in my desk back and forth between the living room and the office. So it worked out really well. I kind of like that desk. I'm constantly standing up and I'm constantly moving around, so it helped a lot. So that worked out well. But anywho, I'm saying that the office itself, it gets really hot during the day, and it can get very unbearable, can get very sticky. So right now, I don't have a current temperature in my office, but okay, so far outside it's supposed to be 5. It feels like it's about 20 degrees inside my office. So we just got a note from the condo that they're turning off the heat tomorrow and turning on the air condition a few days later. So hopefully by the end of this week, we'll have air condition. Bubba can feel better. I can feel better. So I can start working properly here, because right now it's so hot, it's just hard to work right now. So, I might move to the kitchen and work there. I don't know. We'll see. It's 11:52 a.m. And random thought. I'm just looking through what I normally carry with me when I go. My everyday carry. That normally has my stuff that I normally carry. My wallet, a piece of tech that I capture moments on, like a camera or anything like that, my EpiPen and all that good stuff. So so just looking around, okay, what do I normally carry with me? I normally carry my GR3 with me, my point and shoot camera, but sometimes I do want to capture video, but unfortunately the video on that camera is awful, like incredibly bad. So for the past couple of days I've been walking around with my GoPro, but sometimes the GoPro gets very, very big, right? But I was one point debating to bring my Nikon Z30 with me, but that's out of the question because it's too big. It's too much, because I only have a fanny pack or a sling bag that I carry with me. So the GoPro does work for me perfectly. So I am starting carrying that once in a while. Again, just moments to capture. But normally if I do that, I usually go to the city or go somewhere else and I try to capture some stuff. But more and more, I'm sort of like, do I really need all this gear with me when I walk around going to the store or anything like that? It'd be nice to have, but at the same time, it's like, I really don't need it. So I'm sort of paring that down a bit more, like trying to figure out, okay, what am I doing this day? Am I going to see family so I don't need a GoPro with me? Or am I going to do quote-unquote local sightseeing? Then yeah, that makes sense to carry with me. I'm not planning to do any logs or any recording, audio recording, while I'm away for a quick trip. So I don't need the whole setup. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, what happened if I go out and I'm not going to be back until later on, but I want to capture something. So now I'm in a dilemma. It's like, what am I going to bring with me? So with that said, I think I made the decision that I'm going to be bringing my GoPro with me. My GoPro can fit in my fanny pack, my sling, and it's not going to put too much weight on my bag, so that works really well. At the same time, too, because how I set it up, I do have my old, not old, but I do have a Rode Wireless GO 2 transmitter that actually can switch to one press record. So I'm literally using that as a recorder for really bad, like windy day or anything like that. So I can just have a clip on mic. I am getting the Insta mic coming in. I pre-ordered it, so it should be arriving soon in the next month and a half. It's if you guys don't know what it is, it's a broadcast quality, not broadcast, but film, like motion picture film, like really, it's been used to James Bond, Game of Thrones, and all that stuff. It's a very small mic that has a built-in recorder. It's a 32-bit. It's actually a lot smaller than the Rode, so I can just put it in my bag, just put any weight at all. As soon as you plug it in, it acts like a hard drive, so it can grab all the audio and all that good stuff. So it works really well. So I'll be carrying that, plus the GoPro. If I need to get an external mic and pop that in, I'm good to go. So can't wait for that to come in. That will work really, really well. So at least I can capture something while I'm away, right? And also, if me bringing my recorder and my mic to do an audio log, at least that becomes my backup, the Insta mic. So yeah, just want to let you know. It is 4:04 p.m. and here's more random thoughts. I just finished going to a meeting. It's the same meeting like I told you earlier, like I mentioned earlier. The client was very good because what we talked about last week was just reinforced what they're planning to do. So everything worked out really well in our end regarding getting the information we need. But the biggest thing that threw us a curveball is the owners want one of our components to be medical grade. To get a medical grade component racks that you can rack, the normal racks from servers to like AV equipment or anything you want, broadcast equipment, the only problem is to get a medical grade certification is incredibly pricey. So I'm going to submit an RFI to confirm, do you really need one? Because it's just going to be expensive. And to get a medical grade certification, it's a pain. It's going to be a custom product. It's going to cost them a lot more money. So I'm going to try to send a question, an RFI, a request for information to confirm that this is exactly what they're looking for, because it's just going to be pricey. So I'm just going to try to mitigate the problematic of this item request. But overall, everything went well. The other issue that we had was when I asked them regarding the infrastructure of the building, or infrastructure regarding power, electrical, and communication, comms, data ports, and all that good stuff. They were very hesitant to answer the question because they just don't have, because unfortunately, in other words, unfortunately, the building that we're working on they don't have a consultant for AV when they build the building. So now they're sort of working backwards to make this work. So I'm literally building a system for the whole building with existing infrastructure that they already finished building about a month ago, 2 months ago. I gotta use whatever they have to make this work. So there's a lot of problems going forward for this one. So I already told the team that we need to put a contingency plan on this one just in case, because it's just gonna be a pain to deal with this. So yeah, so that was fun. Also, I found this really cool YouTube channel that plays mixed tapes. How cool is that? I'm just going through the 80s forever young 80s forever soundtrack. I'm in volume one. I just finished watching listening to volume two, so I'm listening to volume one now. And wow, this guy's good. I like his mixtapes, very, very well done. So I definitely subscribe to that one. I'm definitely going to be listening to it more and more. It's pretty neat. So it's pretty rare to find this kind of music right now on YouTube. Like, for example, I'm following this DJ from Korea. She plays really good music, like from the 80s to 90s to like hip hop to jazz to like R&B to whatever, everything, you know, everything you heard, she's playing it. She's doing very, very well. And that's what I've been listening to throughout the whole day. So morning is usually my catch up on my shows, and after by 11 o'clock, and that's all I'm listening to is just strictly music. It just speeds up the day itself. So yeah. So this afternoon was kind of weird, weather-wise. the temperature currently is 12 degrees, but in my office it feels like it's 40 degrees. It's so hot in here, so I gotta look for the fan that I had here before just to keep it to get some air circulation here. It's just really hot, so just to cool this up. But overall, it's just hot. It doesn't help at all that I have like two computers running. So one is just that I have literally have a computer dedicated playing media, and I have my work computer, well, dedicated for work. So it gets very, very hot, and it gets very stuffy. They did turn off the heater today, so we should have our air condition up and running in 2 days. They're just circulating the removing the hot water and replacing it with cold water now. So hopefully this is going to increase just again to cool off the place. To cool off the place, we've been opening the door a bit, the front door, just to get some cross ventilation throughout the condo. So it helps, but it'd be nice just to get nice cool air. Marco's been sleeping in the room. The room is it's cooler in the room than the living room right now. So he's been sleeping there a lot. Yeah. So yeah. Random thoughts. This is going to be a very random thought episode. So yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. I think I'm just going to finish off the day and put my feet up and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. I'll come back if there's any weird stuff that happened or pretty cool things, but I think that's it. See you guys later.